In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, today the 19th of February. Good as always to have you along, everybody. You know, I say every now and then on this program that a single indicator doesn't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy mixed-up economy we live in. And once again today, the business and economic powers that be are proving me right. To wit, the figures from the Commerce Department we told you about last week that retail sales in December, a report that, remember, was delayed by the shutdown, were unexpectedly down. Those retail sales were unexpected because holiday sales, right? Everybody's buying things. It is possible, as we said at the time, that that drop was mostly statistical noise. But today there was some hard evidence that the report of retailing's demise might indeed have been greatly exaggerated. Walmart posted surprisingly strong sales this morning, up 4.2% through the quarter that ended in January. And if you remember that the giant retailer has gone through quite the turnaround the past couple of years, at this point in 2016, Walmart was coming off six straight quarters of flat or declining sales. So it's news. Marketplace's Erica Barris looks into what's driving Walmart's revival.
E-commerce has been a big part of Walmart's recent growth. It was up 43% over the quarter. In its never-ending quest to compete with Amazon, the retailer invested a whole bunch of money in redesigning its website and introducing grocery pickup. And that's helped it boost the average sale per customer visit, Walmart reported. Peter Boatwright teaches marketing at Carnegie Mellon. He says consumers tend to buy non-food items they find in grocery stores. And
Walmart might have started to figure this out in an online setting, where people now, they've invested in the order ahead online, come pick up your groceries. Why not, while you're already on that trip, same thing, same story, get a few other items.
Walmart was also able to grab holiday shoppers now that Toys R Us is gone, and it's gained from its partnership with Lord & Taylor, according to Neil Saunders, an analyst with Global Data.
What it does is add to the core business by allowing Walmart to attract perhaps some demographics that wouldn't usually shop at core Walmart stores.
Walmart has one big advantage over Amazon: thousands of brick-and-mortar stores. It refurbished 500 of them last year. And Saunders says that
just by making those small improvements, they've really got more customers coming into store, and they're getting those customers to spend a little bit more.
And when you're as big as Walmart, a little bit more can add up to a lot more dollars in the register. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.